So if you're taking notes this morning, my message is title is Why on Earth Must I Be in a Connect Group? I already go to church. Why on earth must I be in a Connect Group? I don't know if you've ever said those words or thought it. But first, what is a Connect Group? Let's talk about that. Traditionally, Connect Groups have been known as Bible study groups or cell groups. But a Connect Group really is a gathering, a small group of people who come together, usually in somebody's place, for the sole purpose of learning the ways of God, for the purposes of accountability, for the calls and purposes of God in our lives, for encouragement, for celebration as we go through the ups and downs of life. That's what a Connect Group is there for. We are all very busy. Can we agree on that? Everybody is busy. So when you're very busy, coming to church can be a challenge. It takes an effort. For some people to get here this morning, it was a challenge. But you were determined to come to church and you came. So that's wonderful. So the idea of having to join a Connect Group as well as go to church, which you're already struggling with, can be quite too much. Can be overwhelming for some people. It's like, why do you want to take everything from me? I'm already coming to church. So this morning, I'm hoping to present to you the importance of Connect Groups, to highlight to you that a Connect Group is not just a social club where you're just gathering with people and having cups of teas and coffee. There's more to it. The first thing is this. Church is not a Connect Group. Just because you go to church, you must not think, well, I've gone to a Connect Group. And there's a few reasons why I say that. Number one, there is too little time in church. You're here for about between an hour and 2.5 hours with this group of people. And then you don't see them again until 7 days later or fortnightly, depending on how often you can get to church. So there's no time to actually make genuine connections unless you're already family, or sorry, you're already in a Connect Group or you're family. The second thing is that church quite often is too big and you can get lost in the crowd. I'm sure there's some people here this morning who feel lost in the crowd. In fact, some people come to church because they feel lost in the crowd out there, what we call the world. So they come into church to deal with that. But even in church, we can feel lost. So a Connect Group allows you to be in a space, a smaller space, where you don't feel so lost. This is especially true in churches that get bigger and bigger. We love big churches. We love mega churches, right? Because it shows that God is doing something on the earth. But quite often, it's in those contexts that people get lost. People fall through the gaps. So Connect Groups become a way of avoiding that. The other thing is Sundays are so busy. There's just too much happening. There's different teams trying to get the service going. People don't have time for each other. I know for me, Sunday is the most stressful day of the week. You'd think it's the least stressful, but it is the most stressful. And I'm sure if you've got kids, not that I'm trying to blame my kids, but for me, kids play a big part in my Sundays being hectic, no matter how early you think you've woken up. So what does a Connect Group have to offer that church may not always have? We know that coming to church offers. I want to talk about church as Connect Group as training ground. You know, as Christians, we belong to the kingdom of God. It says we are the children of God. So we operate under a different system. We are not like the world. We are in the world, but not of the world. So our thinking has to be different, including the fact that the minute you become a follower of Christ, you have to accept the fact that you are no longer in control of your own life. You can still live like you control your life, but actually you're not. And that's the difference between seeing Christ as our Savior versus seeing Him as our Lord. So when we talk about connect groups being training ground, we're saying, yes, on church you come and you listen to a message, you may or may not take on board what's been said, but when you are in a connect group, you get an opportunity to go deeper. I read somewhere someone talk about church and comparing church to group training. If you've ever gone to the gym and done group training, right? They compared church to group training and they compared connect groups to personal training. And this is what they said. They said, group fitness is good to maintain a general level of fitness. They're fun and they're social. You get to know some people. But if you really want to develop your fitness, if you really want to develop strength, if you want to go to the next level of fitness, you need to get a personal trainer who will focus on your specific needs. They will focus on getting to know you personally. They'll focus on knowing your boundaries, knowing your excuses, and helping you overcome them. That is what can and does happen in a connect group. So a connect group is not just a social club. It's training ground if you want to move further. You know, one of the things that came from the fast that we did a few weeks ago was that people are hungry for God. People are hungry for God in this church, but they're not just hungry. They want to chase after God. They want to do the will of God. They want to hear what God wants, and they want to follow that. So it's a burning passion. There's a burning passion, but in order to actually take it that step, next step, in order to have that growth, you have to put yourself in a position where you are under training in the context of a connect group. Because the reality is this, as pastors, speaking from a pastor's perspective, we love the role that we're in, but one of our challenges is that we only see people on a Sunday. Unless maybe there's a meeting scheduled during the week, we only get to see you on a Sunday. And it's very hard sometimes when maybe we're praying for people that we miss the opportunity to talk to other people. But there's only one, you can't spread yourself thin. And so that's where connect groups come in, because connect group leaders are really like the pastors on the ground. They're the ones who know what's going on in your life, and they're the ones who can be available to do what needs to be done, because the pastors are not always able. As much as we may want to, we're limited in what we can do. But thank God for connect group leaders. So here's the thing. Training is important if you are a follower of Christ. Ephesians 4, verse 11 to 16 says, so Christ himself gave the apostles, the prophets, the evangelists, the pastors, and teachers to equip his people for works of service. Connect groups are there to equip. So that the body of Christ may be built up. Meaning, as a body of Christ, we are meant to move. We're not meant to remain in the same place. If you find yourself being in the same place you were 12 months ago, you need to stop and ask yourself, why is that? We're to be built up. Until we all reach unity in the faith and in the knowledge of the Son of God and become mature. Here's the thing. One of the things that came from the pandemic was people really got into online church. It's wonderful. I mean, I have to admit, we had days where we're like, thank goodness it's online church. We don't have to show up physically, right? Online church is a blessing. But here's the thing. Some people have stopped going to church after, you know, all that happened with COVID because it's just more convenient. It's just easier. Like, who doesn't want to just be in their pajamas and just, you know, press the button and watch a service? But the problem with this online thing is this. You're not interacting with people. And so it's easy to praise God and to love God and say God is good, God is amazing, because you're not dealing with people. You're not having to have your patience tested. You're not having to show love. You just send a text. Send an emoji. It's amazing what an emoji can do. You just send an emoji. One thing, I'm going to digress. One thing I find interesting about an emoji is this. You can be heartbroken and remember someone, you think, oh, let me check on this person, and send a smiley laughing emoji. even though you're going through something that's completely different from what you've just sent. That's the very interesting things about emojis. They don't actually reflect where you're at, but they allow you to communicate. But online church, as wonderful as it is, it doesn't give us the opportunity to interact with people, you know, to test our patience, to test our kindness. When he talks about the fruit of the Spirit, right? That fruit gets produced as you interact with other people. You're never going to learn to be patient until you deal with someone who tests your patience. You're never going to know that you are selfish until someone asks something of you and you really don't want to give it. So unless you're dealing with people, you're not really growing. And so it says, then, we will no longer be infants tossed back and forth by the waves and blown here and there by every word, every wind of teaching, by the cunning and craftiness of people in their deceitful scheming. It's saying this. When you are in a connect environment, you get the opportunity to learn what's right, to be taught what's right, versus hearing things that, you know, sometimes a danger which I've found in some connect groups is that everybody has got their own version of what the word is saying, because we are all human beings and we bring our own interpretations. So that's what it's talking about. Sometimes we get tossed left and right. But having said that, being in a connect gives you the opportunity to explore those things. Sometimes you're not able to go and talk to any of the leaders to say, I don't really understand what you were saying there. I don't understand that scripture. But when you've got a connect group leader, that's the opportunity to do that. Instead, speaking the truth in love, we will grow to become in every respect the mature body of him who is the head, that is Christ. From him, the whole body, joined and held together, every supporting ligament grows and builds itself up in love as each part does its work. What's this saying? We all have a part to play. Not only should we be part of a connect group, but when we are in that connect group, we have a role to play. So everyone has to have that thinking when they're in a connect group. It says that joined and held together by every supporting ligament. The ligament has to be supportive. So when you go into a connect group, you're not just going there to just take in what is being said. You're also going in there to give out. But in order to do that, you have to think a certain way. You have to think that you have something to give. And that's the difference between people who know God and those who don't. Or people who have a revelation of who they are in God versus those who don't. Because you can be a follower of Christ and not have a revelation of your identity, your authority, and the seeds that God wants you to plant. So connect groups gives the opportunity for us to do that. Next thing, why else should I be in a connect? Why can't I just come to church? Because of this. It gives you fuel for your next trip. I'm sure you know, we've just come out of holidays. A few of us have gone on trips, and you've had to stop for fuel. Because what happens when you don't stop for fuel? You're on a trip, and you don't stop for fuel. What happens? Nobody knows. Well, you're not going anywhere. You're not moving. You need the fuel. When you're traveling, we stop, right? We stop, we refuel, you get some refreshments, you rest, you go to the toilet. Those are some of the things you do. And if you are somebody like me, you like to explore, you want to take pictures. But if you're someone like Pastor Stephen, you just want to rush through, not taking pictures. But you need fuel for your next trip. Most of us would know what trials and tribulations are. We've had our share of heartache, brokenness, and loss. By now, you should have figured out that life is hard. Who knows that life is hard? Yes, 3 people in this room know that life is hard. 4 including me. Life is hard. That's the truth. Because I need to say that because I believe that some people have it in their head that once you become a follower of Christ, and that may have come from teaching, once you become a follower of Christ, you're not going to have a problem. Come to the Lord and he will take away your problems. You know, the scripture says he will wipe away every tear. So then we think, well, once I become a follower of Christ, all is going to be wonderful. That's not the truth. The truth is life is hard. But the other truth is that God walks with us through the trials and tribulations. He says, I will never leave you nor forsake you. He says, trust me. So we know life is hard, but he is with us. So you need fuel for your next trip. And that fuel comes from being in a connect. Because when you are in a connect group, you have the support that you need. You have people who are saying, come on, you can do this. You have people helping you with decision making. One of the best connect groups I ever went to was in Alice Springs with John and Meredith Loudon. Wonderful couple. And from them, you know, we got an opportunity. They were an older couple, so we got an opportunity to learn from them, not just the word of God, but how to do family, how to make decisions. You know, I remember being a young mom, and my younger sister, she was about 12 years old, and she came and lived with us. And I was pregnant with, I don't know which one, I've got too many kids. I was pregnant with one of my kids, and she came to me, Meredith, and she said, you know, we really think that you being here with your sister is probably not the best thing because you've got these kids already and you're about to have another child. It's probably not the best thing. Now, it took courage for her to say that to me. But it also took my willingness to heed wisdom. We ended up making a decision for my sister to go back because she was too young. She really was. I was not managing being a mother and a sister at the same time. You know, there's just a lot of things that happened that wisdom would tell you it probably wasn't the best idea. We thought it was at the time. So connect groups are a connection point where you get someone who can see your situation and speak into your situation and help you through that. Ephesians 6 verse 10, it says, finally, this is what the guidance says. This is the instruction. Be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power. Put on the full armor of God so that you can take your stand against the devil's schemes. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. That scripture goes on to talk about the full armor of God that you're supposed to put in, right? Now, a lot of us have read through that many times. But in order to put on a full armor of God, you need people to help you through that. It talks about faith. It talks about the gospel of peace. It talks about the breastplate of righteousness. It talks about all these different things you're meant to do as you put on the full armor of God. It's easy to read that and think, okay, that's nice, that's poetic. But how do you actually outwork that? Connect groups offer the platform to actually do that with any word of God. We cannot ignore that there is a spiritual reality that is just as real, if not more real, than our physical reality. Some of us live like this is it. The food we eat, the jobs we go to, but there is a spiritual reality where people are fighting. There is warfare. God has an enemy, and God's enemy is your enemy. The day you decided that you were going to be a follower of Christ, you became a target. We're not saying that we should live in fear of the enemy, because some people do that. They live in fear of the devil. That's not what we're meant to do. But also, we cannot ignore that. We have to be alert to that. But Colossians 2:15 says this. It says, yes, there is a spiritual reality, but it says, and having disarmed the powers and authorities, he being Christ, made a public spectacle of them, triumphing over them by the cross. So yes, there's a spiritual reality, but also the other reality is that we work from a place of victory. We are in the winning team. So I had a dream a few years ago of myself and Pastor Stephen and a few other people, and we were standing behind enemy lines. So we were in territory that we didn't belong in. We were not supposed to be there. And these soldiers came and they asked us for passports. They took our passports and then they digitally scanned them. I still don't know what the relevance of that is. They digitally scanned them and then they gave them back to us. But when they gave them back to us, this time they had a cross, the cross on them. And they also had the word Calvary written on them. Calvary. And after that, we were given access to cross enemy lines. And what I learned from that was this. We are at war. There is a war, even though we may not see it. There are things that happen in our everyday life that we think it's just us. It's not. There is actually demonic forces. We're not saying everything that happens in our lives is demonic, but there is that reality. We cannot afford to ignore that truth. So there is a war, and the devil only has temporary jurisdiction. He is the father of lies. You know, sometimes we give so much credit to the devil. The devil did this. Satan is attacking me. Sometimes it's not Satan attacking you. Sometimes it's the decisions that you have made. We make certain decisions, but sometimes we will say the devil. So it's important to know the difference. The other thing I learned was that they asked for our passports. They wanted something legitimate to show that we had the right to be there. You will be asked to defend your faith. You will be asked. The Son of God was asked. He was told, if you are the Son of God. So if it happened with Christ, it will happen with you and I. So we have to be aware that we will have to defend our faith. But the most powerful thing was the cross and the word Calvary. The cross and Calvary, where it all happened, where he died for our sins, is what gives us access. Never forget the power of what happened at the cross. Every year, we should reflect on that. What really happened at the cross? And how does that apply to my life? Finally, I want to talk about, you know, safely launching. We need to be in connect groups because it gives us the opportunity to safely launch. What does that mean? It means we're able to step out in faith and do the things that God has called us to. But in order to do that, the conditions have to be right. It has to be safe to do that. So we have to get sound teaching. So when you are in a connect group, it's an opportunity to get sound teaching. It has to be right. And you have to consider that when you are in a connect group, you've got people to hold you accountable. Sometimes we just want to launch out and do things that we believe God has called us to, but the timing is wrong. It's important to know the season you're in. Just because God has spoken something to you, it doesn't mean it's time to launch. Connect group allows people to speak into your life and say, maybe not right now. So as Christians, we have a mission. We have a mission. We're not just there. We're not just a blob. We are on assignment. So what I'm saying is connect groups are not just a social club. They are not. How do you know you're in a healthy connect group? How do you know? Because it's important to be in a group that works for you. But just because there is conflict or you don't agree with people in your group, it doesn't mean it's not healthy. You know it's healthy when it's got the right focus. What is the right focus? It's being on assignment. We are called to go and make disciples of all nations. So the focus has to be right. There has to be hospitality. You have to feel welcome. You have to use your gifts. So there's all these different elements to it.